Following the Map. After many years of studying the scriptures, I have learned that there is a difference between following the map, the Bible, and discovering the gold, going to God as a person. Studying the scriptures can be like studying a textbook without knowing the author. Jesus said that the scriptures should reveal Him. You search the scriptures because you think they give you eternal life. But the scriptures point to me. Yet you refuse to come to me to receive this life. John 5:39-40, New Living Translation. Studying the Bible could also be like studying in detail your wife's picture. As you study the picture, you notice the color of her hair, the color of her eyes, her face, and you say how beautiful she is. And as you continue to study the picture, your wife is there with you, saying, "I am here, fellowship and have love for me." But you ignore her request as you continue your study of the picture. I have discovered that walking in fellowship with God, who inspired the Bible, is different than reading, quoting, or memorizing the Bible. Enoch was a man who walked with God daily, and suddenly one day he was no more, for God took him. And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5:24, King James Version. Let's put this in perspective. As I go out and minister to others daily, I draw on God to be the life that people will see. As people see God's life manifested in love, joy, peace, patience, gentleness, goodness, faith, and meekness, and as people have spiritual ears to hear, they lay up what they have heard and seen in their hearts. Luke 1:66a. They also see the light of a Christian that is shining through good works. When this is seen, others will glorify our Father in heaven. Matthew 5:16, King James Version. So there is a difference between quoting a Bible verse and speaking a life-giving word from the power of God's Spirit. Acts 1:8. As a witness of Jesus Christ, we can only testify to that which we have experienced and that which we know. So take no thought how you shall speak or what you shall speak. God will give you the right words at the right time. God will give you the right words at the right time. For it is not you who will be speaking, it will be the Spirit of your Father speaking through you. Matthew 10:19-20, New Living Translation. So love that is seen through words, deeds, and actions will cause others to glorify and praise the Father in heaven. As a lady told me one time, keep spreading the love around. If I was a person from another planet, and I wanted to find the people of God on this earth, where would I find them? Think about this statement. Where would I find them? Jesus said they would be known by their love. Your love for one another will prove to the world that you are my disciples. John 13:35, New Living Translation. John also states in 1 John 4:7 that love is of God, and those that love are born of God. He further states in verse 8, "He that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love." 1 John 4:8. Let's put this in perspective again. I'm not love, and neither are you, but God is love. 1 John 4:16. So to display this love that the world is looking for, that others are looking for, it will not be found in a person, a fallen human being, but in a perfect person, which is God Himself. 1 John 4:8. Therefore, we must draw upon God daily, moment by moment, drawing from His life. As it states in 2 Corinthians 6:16, God is dwelling in us, walking with us, and we are manifesting His person. As it is stated in Galatians 2:20, Christ by faith is living and dwelling in us. As Ephesians 3:17 states, Christ dwelling in our hearts is manifesting a faith that works by love. Galatians 5:6. The Apostle Paul tells us that he was so tapped into the resources of God that the life that he was now living in the flesh was not he himself, but Christ living through him. Isn't this the kind of life we are looking for? If we do not display love, if we do not display God's grace, are we really Christians? 2 Corinthians 13:5.